right. We've got no injuries to report at this time. I'll open it up for questions. Well, you know, again, I think like any first game, there's things that you need to work on, and we have plenty of those things. But, you know, for the guys that played, I thought they fought hard, you know, and found a way to try to win there at the end. You know, we had some young guys that I thought showed pretty well, CJ, Brock Osweiler, I think Duke Iheanacho. You know, the thing I was pleased with, we were plus four in a turnover ratio. You know, we didn't turn it over, and we took it away four times. You know, it's an area that we wanted to improve on. Balls that we got our hands on defense, we caught. So, you know, I think those were big factors in the game.
Coach, would you like to see your first gamers get a little more time, a little more rest?
Not really. You know, we kind of eased them into it. You know, we could go out there and play them the whole game, but it wouldn't be real bright. So we got a good look at them, and, you know, although it'll be short, it'll be a little bit more the next week and a little more the next week after that, and not so much that fourth one.
Can you talk a little bit more about Iheanacho, what he was able to do? You talked about the turnovers he helped you get one.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, I think he tackled well, and, you know, he did all of his job pretty well. His pass defense, without looking at tape, I thought was good, as well as his run defense. Yeah, he's, you know, that's a tribute to his work ethic. You know, he's got a pretty good teacher there in 18, and, you know, he's handled that very well, and you know, I think he's grown from it, and you know, I think he just continues to improve.
Just like what you saw out of Orlando, not
yet. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a very scary day. You know, we'd already lost Dan Copen, as I mentioned before. You never like to see a guy get hurt for the season, and it was a scary type of play as far as you know, how he bent up, and you know, we were very fortunate it was just soft tissue and he's fine.
Anything else with the coach? Your middle linebacker spot, you started to see with Bradley. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about what's happening there, the competition that's developing?
You know, it's exactly what you just said. It's competition, and you know, we'll take a hard look at the tape and see who executed the best in a game situation, and we'll move from there. But, you know, our depth chart, you know, can change quite a bit, you know, moving forward. And, again, you know, we're looking at their performance, and that performance will dictate where they are on the depth chart.
And running backs, would you see
out of him in the mic? You know, without looking at the tape yet, you know, I thought we ran the ball pretty efficiently. We didn't have them in there that much. You know, we ease them into this. They've not played a full game since January. So it's like anything else, you know, you ease them into it, and we'll build those reps moving forward.
One drive, maybe one NASCAR type tempo.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to vary our tempo. I've said it all along. We're not going to be all fast. You know, we're not going to be all slow. So I think, you know, you just try to be unpredictable, whether it's play calling or tempo or, you know, where you're snapping it on the play clock. But, you know, like I said, we still have a lot of work to do. Yeah, I think, you know, Duke is a guy that caught our eye a year ago. That's why we, you know, kept him around on the roster. And, you know, he got an opportunity to get in there and compete. And, you know, we're still early in the process. But, you know, these guys get, you know, paid to practice, you know, not to play games. They love the game. They play the game for free. So you expect guys to have a, you know, a passion and a love for the game. All right. Thank you, gang.